This is episode 130 of the Rohit Radio Show. Let's begin. Minimalism is an incredible way of life, especially if you want to improve your productivity at work. Here are 10 reasons to go minimal. Number 1. It empties your brain. The lesser the things you own, the lesser the things that you have to worry about. The lesser you consume, the more resources you leave on this planet for other needful human beings to consume. When you have less needs and less things to worry about, it frees up your mind. An empty mind is not a devil's workshop. An empty mind is a temple of ideas and creativity. Number 2, it reduces clutter in your life. More clutter leads to more mess in your life. Clutter is not a requirement to be more productive. The most productive people on this planet focus simply on one or two things that really matter. Everything else for them is excess and not required. This naturally leads to a clutter-free life. Number 3. It saves you money. Is this not obvious? The lesser you decide to own, the more the money stays with you. This money could be used for better purposes like emergencies, donations, investments. Number 4. It keeps you focused. Having or owning less in life naturally diverts your mind's attention on those one or two things that really matter. I would say having a single goal in your life is far more powerful than having 10 goals in your life. Sometimes achieving a single most important goal leads you to achieve all the other minor goals you have in your life. Minimalism increases your focus. It saves you tons of wasted time and effort. Number 5. It gives you a sense of peace. Some of the things we own require an ongoing maintenance, like owning a car or owning a fish tank. Unless you truly value or need these things, why have them in the first place? See, inner peace does not come from outer things in life. Number 6. It brings balance in your life. If you are constantly consumed by things and situations, then how will you find time for yourself? When will you take the time to simply sit in silence, close your eyes and do nothing? Having more books means having the pressure to complete reading them. Why? Because you paid for those books. And if you don't read them, you might think that you wasted your money on those books. Why create all this unnecessary hassle or unnecessary situation in your life? Just own less and you will have more time to resolve your internal issues or conflicts, which, by the way, no book or seminar can help you resolve. It is the deep inner work which you will have to do yourself. Number 7. It improves your relationships. What do relationships require of you? Your most valuable resource. Your valuable time. Your absolute undivided attention. How will you achieve that when you find yourself buried in the mountain of things you have accumulated in your life till now? This not just includes physical things. It also includes digital stuff. Some people are addicted to buying online courses or spending time on video streaming applications. Number 8. It improves your health. The more time you spend with yourself, the more time you spend in solitude, the more you understand your mind and your body. The more you contemplate, the more answers you receive. The more you meditate, the more you learn how to detach. The more you detach, the lesser you get affected by these external adverse situations. Is this all not good for your physical and mental health? Number 9. It protects your attention. See, fragmented attention has become the norm of our age. How can you concentrate single-mindedly on your most important tasks when you are constantly checking your phone for notifications? How can you get something valuable done when you are not concentrating on your work? There is a war going on out there to conquer your attention, and you are fast losing that war. There is still time. Take back control of your precious time and your precious attention. Productive time is the byproduct of minimalism. Number 10. It contributes value to society. When you decide to get rid of things by donating them or selling them on the cheap, is it not adding value to society? When you consume less, is it not leaving more resources for other members of the society to consume? When you use your productive time to create high quality work, does it not elevate the current state of the society? When you do deep, focused work, will it not lead to the creation of something world class or magnificent that the society will truly value? So if minimalism can allow you to leave the world better compared to the one that existed in your absence, then why not embrace it and have a meaningful and a fulfilling life? So those were the 10 reasons to embrace minimalism. I hope this helps you. Thank you so much.